I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The tragedy in Tucson, Arizona, and its aftermath continue to top the national agenda today. The U.S. House of Representatives adopted a resolution honoring those killed or wounded in last Saturday's attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. And President Obama is scheduled to speak at today's memorial service for the victims. He is also expected to offer words of hope and healing for a nation still in shock. What Mr. Obama is not expected to do is to take part in the national debate over the tone of political rhetoric in America. But that debate was fueled again today by comments from former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. This morning, Ms. Palin released a video statement rejecting the notion that heated rhetoric from the right was in some way related to what happened in Tucson.
Acts of monstrous criminality stand on their own. They begin and end with the criminals who commit them. Not collectively with all the citizens of a state, not with those who listen to talk radio, not with maps of swing districts used by both sides of the aisle, not with law-abiding citizens who respectfully exercise their First Amendment rights at campaign rallies, not with those who proudly voted in the last election.
Sarah Palin also said that journalists and pundits acted irresponsibly in rushing to blame the shootings on inflamed political rhetoric. Her comments all but guarantee that the debate over rhetoric will continue. We are wondering about the tone of political debate in other countries and how similar issues are handled abroad. So we asked a couple of foreign journalists to fill us in. We begin with the Netherlands.
My name is Reinoud van Wachtendonk, and I am American correspondent for Radio Netherlands World Service. Regarding the tone, the political heat in the Netherlands, in Parliament it's fairly civilized. The national debate in the media and in letters to the editor, and when people discuss especially the incredibly hot-button issue in the Netherlands, but in other European countries as well, Islam, the influx of people from the Islam religion, it can get pretty heated, and some politicians know that by ratcheting up that heat, they gain votes, and it has proven to be successful. We always thought in the Netherlands that political violence was something that only happened in the United States. We actually felt better than the people in the United States, morally superior, until, of course, in 2002, a leading Dutch politician was murdered. That, of course, was a terrible shock in the Netherlands, and you saw then what you see a little bit now in the United States after the shooting of Congresswoman Giffords in Arizona, where people blame the political climate, the tone of the political discussion, the political debate. What happened in 2002 in the Netherlands was that people attacked certain political leaders on the left side of the spectrum, because the political leader Pim Fortuyn, who was murdered, was a populist right-winger. They attacked people from the left. Really, there are parallels with today here in the United States. So we are no longer immune, and I don't think we feel morally superior any longer to the United States, because we have had our own political murders.
This is Joseph Joffe, editor of Die Zeit in Hamburg. The political rhetoric in Germany is quite different, a hell of a lot more subdued than it is in the United States. Like everything else, you have to explain everything by reference to the Weimar Republic and the Third Reich. And the history of extremism that at least favored political murder. And so German political rhetoric is almost boring, at least by American standards. Secondly, there are certain things that you can't say here. For instance, the most famous instance being that you can't deny the Holocaust. That's a criminal offense. And by the way, in many other countries too, but in the U.S. you have hate crimes which are similar to what I just mentioned. And finally, I think libel law is a lot more stringent here than in the U.S. It's easier to get somebody for a defamation than in the United States. The most recent violence against politicians is now 21 years back. In 1990, two prominent politicos were attacked with a knife and severely wounded. One of them is in a wheelchair as a result. But as in the case of Jared Loughner, those were not political murder attempts. These people were disturbed individuals, which ended up in a clinic rather than in prison.
And that was Joseph Joffe, editor of Die Zeit in Hamburg, Germany, and senior fellow at Stanford University. We also heard from Reinout von Vogtendonck, who's the U.S. correspondent for Radio Netherlands.